This podcast is very not safe for work. This episode of Friday Night Fan Fiction was originally published on the Nerdy Show Network.
Where did you find the cutie? Asked May cutely.
May does not sound cute in my voice.
I just smoked 15 packs of Marlboros.
I get two paychecks this way.
Where do you keep the cuties? I'm going to the strip club later. Get it? Strip club? Because he's a bear.
In a world ravaged by the greatest scourge humanity has ever known.
Hello? Is anybody there? Hello?
Oh, God.
Mankind is now fragmented, broken, and fighting for survival.
Look at this map! DC, London, Tokyo, Paris, Moscow, all of it, especially Branson, Missouri, gone, taken over. I don't know where else we can run to.
But even in our darkest hour...
This isn't about where we can run to anymore. This is about where we can make a stand. This needs to be our line in the sand. I didn't spend 30 years in prison to die here!
The one thing we have left is the only thing that can save us.
We have to find that vault. We have to take what's in it and go global, over the airwaves. We aren't alone, and if this plan works, we have a fighting chance against this thing.
Our creation nearly destroyed us. We need another one to settle the score.
So how is this even supposed to work?
It was the stories that did this. They took on a life of their own, and everything went too far. The chaos was global. It was like a viral thought, turning everyone against each other. Who would want to live in a world where imaginations could come up with stuff like this? But the key was in front of us this whole time. The ones that lived, they all had something in common. They were drunk. They didn't care about the stories, and that is how we wipe this thing out.
Brought to you by the same network that gave you Wicked Anime, Flame On, Dungeons and Doritos, and many more.
Booze for freedom!
Cette histoire de la merde!
This is what my country bred me to do.
Nerdy Show Network presents... Friday Night Fan Fiction. Rated R starts Friday.
It doesn't matter if we don't have an opening or not. We're still going live.
We're doing it live.
We are doing it very live. Hi, everybody.
Hello.
Just making sure. Okay, levels look good. Everybody's here. I think, let's do a head count. One, two, three, four, five. Okay, so all of us are here, except Logan just left, so it doesn't matter.
Aw.
Anyways.
Oh, it was nice while it lasted.
Yeah. So, this is Friday Night Fan Fiction Season 4, Episode 1. Welcome back, everybody.
We're so old!
I know.
We're so old. My 401k is...
It was the official, unofficial podcast of fanfiction, the fanfiction we've been seeing in general.
My grandchildren don't respect me. Hips.
You're yelling. Hips.
Oh, dude. That's a fucking brilliant idea.
What is?
Mozzarella-filled onion rings.
That sounds pretty freaking good. Anyways, as you all know, I am Steve-O. Joining me, as always, are David.
Hi.
Logan.
Hi.
Val.
Hi.
And our new temporary, pro-temp, potentially permanent co-host, Sean Frostbeard, the Porn Master.
Hi.
Okay, so it's just hi. Is this a fucking AA meeting?
Yes.
Steve, you didn't let us introduce ourselves. Hi, my name is David. I have a problem with fan fiction.
You have a problem with fan fiction. Okay.
Fan fiction caused me to
say hi, David, and greet me lovingly.
Hi,
David.
Greets lovingly.
Hey, you know what? I'll take it. Thanks, guys. I appreciate it.
My name is Logan Jenkins, and I'm a recovering alcoholic. That's true.
Hi, Logan. Greets lovingly.
Greets lovingly.
Don't read the stage directions!
Hi, my name is Val, and I'm a recovering fanficaholic.
No, she's a recovering Canadian. God. We easy
give
joke
you
and you ruined
easy
it.
Easy pitches and you miss them every time.
It was underhanded at the World Series. It was game seven, underhanded.
Logan, you can't give me pitches because I'm not a catcher. Bases I'm a pitcher. Loaded.
Ah, you're going to catch these hands.
Wow.
I missed you all too. So what did you all do with your 2 months on the moon?
I work. I worked it out.
On the moon?
Yes, I worked it, baby.
apparently, okay, so let's see. Let's get the horrific stuff out of the way. Sean is actually, like, on the run from a wildfire. He's being chased by Tommy Lee Jones as a wildfire in The Fugitive.
Why is it Tommy Lee Jones?
Because it was Tommy Lee Jones. What's wrong with Tommy Lee Jones? He was the best part of Captain America. No agreement. I hate you all.
I think we figured if we just sandbag your bad jokes, you'll stop telling them eventually.
Well, I'd rather be teabagged than sandbagged, Logan.
I can fix that.
I can only do that half now.
Well, at least you're able to make a joke about it. That's the first sign of recovery. Oh, that's so sad, though. We'll dedicate this entire season in memoriam of your lost testicle.
I don't know if it's sad or good. Like,
well, I is that okay, Logan? Can we dedicate this season?
Yeah,
to that?
We can do that. We can do that.
Okay, fantastic. This season is already pre-dedicated in memoriam to Logan's lost testicle. Well, enough like pre-show banter. Let's get down to what people want us here for. This is fan fiction.
I was under the impression that people only watch this show for the pre-show banter.
Yes,
and then
people watch
off.
This show that has no video.
Yeah, exactly.
This is Adopting a Cute Bear Cub by Brickhouse Bunny 21.
What's the subject?
Pokophilia?
Gross. Yep. Go on.
Wait a minute. You are a resident Pokophilaholic. How can you say gross?
I'm not a Pokophilaholic.
David.
I only want to fuck anthropomorphized Pokemon, all right? There's a difference.
Entromon.
Yeah, you're right.
Okay.
You're in denial.
Well, David, you're still the closest thing we have to that, so you get to read first.
Aw, god dang it. I don't have a link.
It's in the chat.
It's in the fucking Discord.
Oh, it's in the other Discord chat. Okay.
Where everybody else hangs out with us, David. You
Adopting a Cute Bear Cub by Brickhouse Bunny 21. https://www.sofurry.com/view/90669/guest/guest.
Did you write
that twice?
I don't know, dude. I didn't write it.
That tripod.org.
It was a sunny day at the orphanage for young Pokemon. A lady was walking towards the door, and she entered the building, closing the door behind her as she walked in with a grin.
I'm finally here!
She said happily in her kind voice.
Strong
the
sense.
Lady appeared to be 18 years old. She had a long blonde hair and violet eyes. She wore a purple shirt with lettering in the front that read, I love life, in pink letters.
Thank you, Garfield.
Blue jeans, a sporty t-shirt, tennis shoes. Shit, gotta take a drink.
Evo, we can hear you.
Fine.
Sporty tennis shoes. Her height was 5 feet and 5 inches tall. She spotted a man in the room. The man appeared to be 30 years old with short brown hair and green eyes.
Wait,
he was 6 feet tall and wore a blue suited uniform. The man quickly noticed the girl and smiled.
Isn't 30 one of those ages that most people can't determine just by looking at them? There is no distinctive 30. There's a 40 and a 20s. There's no 30. So I'm calling bullshit on that. Beautiful.
Hello, ma'am.
Yeah,
I'm Richard Kennedy, head of the orphanage Pokemon. Are you here to adopt a Pokemon?
Oh, it's
your
not
child?
Orphanage.
What it says? Orphanage.
It says Orphange.
Oh, sorry. It's a type of screwdriver.
Head of the orphanage Pokemon. Are you here to adopt a Pokemon as your child?
Said Richard professionally.
Wait a minute, that's all kinds of wrong. You don't adopt a Pokemon as a child.
Yep.
Ugh.
Why not?
Because
I'm May Summers. We spoke on the phone.
Said May with a chuckle. May held her hand out to shake Richard's. He extended his hand and grabbed hers. As handshakes go, It was pretty on point. Shaking it as every other friendly handshake was supposed to be like. They let go of their hands and Richard led May down a hallway.
That's usually how it works, yes.
How long has this place been in business?
Asked May curiously.
This place started business 80 years ago, and every 30 years or more, we remodeled the building. We just remodeled 7 years ago.
I gotta stop. That's a really weird tidbit to throw into casual conversation.
It's okay by me.
Explain Richard as he felt like a historian. Richard came across a room that he and May just stopped right in front of. The room was filled with young Pokemon. Some appeared to be preteens or barely legal.
Okay. Wait, what?
The same thing.
All right, David, here's my request from a semi-pokophiliac. Can they look preteen or barely legal if they're not anthropomorphized?
No. Okay. They just look like Pokemon, Steve.
Okay, so this is basically encompassing only the Pokemon that look like human beings.
No, I'm a fucking Pikachu.
All right, cool.
Okay, barely teenagers. The rest of them were little kids, appearing to be 10 and younger. May was thrilled at the sight of all the cute little Pokemon in the room, a warm smile on her face.
Hey, Val, can you please mute yourself if you're going to be eating chips?
Yeah.
Thank
Who's
you.
The only one you
just,
like,
just unmute it whenever you're done eating.
Said Richard softly. May looked around the room. She wanted to choose the cutest one out of the bunch. A cute Charmander was spotted with some friends of his, but she was still looking. A Pikachu was spotted laughing at a Bulbasaur, who was making silly noises.
I was hoping that the last part was in there because it's like, haha, you're a Bulbasaur, nobody picks you.
Ouch!
May turned her head to face Richard.
Which one is the youngest?
Asked May, feeling undecided.
Feeling
pedophilia.
You can't feel undecided. It's not a feeling. It's a decisive.
Pedo alert.
Yes. All right.
I feel undecided.
All right. So everybody's going to sound as David does. I'm up next.
The youngest one we have here is 8 years old, said Richard, pointing out the youngest one. May turned to look at the youngest one and was overflowed with adoration. The youngest Pokemon she saw was a cute Teddy Ursa. Oh, no.
Yep.
The Teddy Ursa was spotted sitting all alone. He was by himself near the couch with a curious expression on his face. The Teddy Ursa was about 2 feet and 4 inches tall and wearing black eyeliner, black lipstick, and white foundation, and rocking a really sweet MCR t-shirt.
My God.
No.
You look like a total freaking hottie.
Steve, you got it wrong. It's MCR t-shirt.
His head reached May's lower thigh. That Teddy Ursa is a boy. His name is Buster.
Wait a minute. Is that a scrub?
You fucking Buster.
The Teddy Ursa is a scrub, then. All right. I'll roll. Yeah.
Said Richard with a grim look. Where did you find the cutie? Asked May cutely.
That's not... May does not sound cute in my voice.
I just smoked 15 packs of Marlboros.
I get 2 paychecks this way.
Where do you keep the cuties? I'm going to the strip club later. Get it? Strip club? Because it's bad.
Ow.
Wow.
That's amazing.
Richard took a deep breath and let it out. He tried to look cheerfully before he could say anything to May.
No, look cheerful, not cheerfully.
Okay, look cheerful. I don't have a drink. I'm out of drink. I will
take... Steve-o, how dare you?
I will write lines on my hand like the silence in Doctor Who, and I will drink for every line on my hand. The next thing I know, I'm going to look at my arm. It's just going to be nothing but lines.
It's going to be black.
I unintentional black facing my arm.
Florida comes back black. Yep.
There's your fanfic idea for the day. All right, where was I? Oh. It was the whole cheerful thing, right?
Cheer. Yeah, cheerful.
Okay. We found Buster wandering around outside by himself. We found out his mother was killed in a forest fire when he was a baby.
He's been with us since age four. Just so you know. Just so you know, he died because Smokey didn't do his damn job and warned everybody not to start wildfires. Only you can prevent this cub's mother from getting killed in a forest fire.
He said only you can prevent wildfires. And everybody stopped listening to the Eagles that day.
Can you hear the dolphins cry?
Oh, God.
No, you can't hear dolphins cry. They're underwater.
Says, oh, my God. This story takes place in Fort McMurray.
Oh, no. This is, so now you know who to blame, Sean.
After hearing, that's not a plug. Hold on, I need 30 seconds.
Are you trying to put your penis in the plug again? All right. In the meantime,
let me see if I can eat some of these ribs really close to the mic.
Whoa! I broke it. Sorry.
Everything is broken now.
I did break everything. All right, back to the story. After hearing the story about Buster's past, she made her decision. May wanted to adopt Buster the Teddy Ursa. The little bear cub raised his and noticed May looking at him with a motherly smile. I want to know what he was raising because there's no noun there. He blushed.
Was raising his.
He blushed deep pink, obviously raising his little Teddy Ursa erection.
Ew.
Ew. Oh.
Also, this sounds like a really bad Star Trek film. Teddy Ursa erection.
Teddy Ursa erection. Hey, Buster, could you come over here, please? Asked Richard politely. Buster hopped off the couch and ran towards Richie's. He reached.
Macaulay Culkin.
Macaulay Culkin is Reed Richards in the Fantastic Four with that dude from the jazz movie.
Richard Gere?
No, the jazz movie with J.J. Jameson in it, too. I think it was called...
Whiplash.
Whiphorse, yes.
Whiphorse, yes.
Yes, Whiplash.
Whiphorse, yeah.
Whiphorse, yeah. The new number one jam from MC Dreidel. He reached the spot where May was standing at and waited for Richard to say something, an adorable grin on his face. May bent down and grabbed Buster by the waist, lifting him up into her loving arms as she hugged him. Richard, this pretty girl is hugging me. I kinda like it. Who is she? Asked Buster in his childlike voice.
Why?
Yeah, apparently Pokemon talking this.
Apparently, yeah, wait, smoked 7 packs of Marlboros a day.
Did this child Pokemon do the same thing that Meowth did and, like, was trying to get with this hot Meowth chick and learn how to speak English to impress her and shit?
Because he's from the streets, yo.
And because it's a bear, the vocal cords are really long.
That's a Pokemon, not a race.
Oh, no. The next pair... Okay, I read ahead, so that's another drink.
Terrible, Steve-O! Jeez,
This gets even better. The sound of Buster's voice was childlike and sounded like he's chuckling every word he said.
Every word.
Okay, that's three. May kissed him on the cheek, making Buster smile. His adorable dark eyes sparkle. He giggled cutely. Guess what, Buster? You're getting adopted today. The lady here is May. She's going to be your mama, said Richard eagerly.
What the hell is that?
Because he's so fucking happy to get rid of him.
She's my sister. My mother. My sister.
And your mother.
I didn't hear a slap, Dave.
I didn't have to slap. I made my point.
All right, fine. A cute grin spread across Buster's face. He leaned his head on May's big chest. Her boobs were big and soft, feeling like a pillow to him. Buster hugged her back, nuzzling his head with a giggle. A giggle and a jiggle this month on MTV.
I was going to say, that's like standard stripper protocol, right?
Standard stripper, yes.
Giggle and a jiggle.
It's like Senran Kagura.
Yeah, man. Giggle and jiggle.
Logan, you're next.
Okay. Yay, I get a mommy. Said Buster. Yeah.
So this is the running theme. I like it.
Yay.
Oh, let me smoke some cigarettes. Give me a sec.
May was happy.
Oh, God.
You sent a pack of cigarettes, not...
No, not a whole truck. This isn't thank you for smoking.
Gollum, I'm sorry. She smiled and gave Buster a gentle ear rub. The feeling of his ears being rubbed by such gentle hands was relaxing. He giggled adorably and enjoyed the feeling. Yeah, that feels good, Mama.
Ew.
What is murd? Murd Buster gently. May, since we've done paperwork and everything there's needs to be done, he's all yours, so take care of Buster. I'm going to miss the little tyke, said Richard with a smile. God luck to you, Buster. As May turned and walked down the hallway, the little bear cub waved goodbye to Richard. Now that Buster has himself a mother, he can live the rest of his life in safety at his new home. May reached the door and opened it, closing the door behind her, carrying a new Pokemon child.
Someone, New Roswell is asking Logs, did you deep throw the power drill?
Yeah.
That's what we do over here in FNF. We deep throw power tools for your funnies.
That's how we get down.
Oh my goodness, why haven't we started a YouTube channel that does as such?
No, I can't think of a good reason. Other than, you know, we lose the power drill each time. Because, you know, also, it goes down the throat, it doesn't come back up.
Also, sometimes you hit the wrong thing.
It's not that far from here. You're gonna love your new
love your new home, comma, fuck. Beautiful.
How far to our home, Mama? Asked Buster curiously. It's not that far from here. You're gonna love your new home, said May in a cute tone. She walked the whole way towards her house while she carried Buster in her arms. He felt excited to have a new home and a mother to care for him. Buster suddenly caught sight of May's big breast. Just the one.
No, you can't just jump into that. Come on, man.
Yeah.
Her boobs were
just
really
dive
big,
right in. It's
probably
not jumping.
Larger than usual. He blushed a deeper shade of pink. With a smile, he laid his head on them to rest his head.
How can you know that her boobs were bigger, like, than usual?
Mommy, what is love?
Baby, don't hurt
me.
No more. Ba, 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 da. We
are now launching a new YouTube channel that will compete with Smooth McGroove with Lunch Lady Doris acapellas.
Love is when you care about someone really much. When you love someone and you want to do anything for the one you love. I love you, which is why I chose to adopt you. That's an example.
Oh, man.
Said May.
This is
explaining it all to him.
Yeah, this is turning really malicious.
I love you. That's why I adopted you.
Buster managed to understand every word May said.
Okay, turn down the adrenaline by at least 200 cc's.
I can't. We're going to full doom, guy.
Bacuck.
Even the meaning of her explanation to get it off my page, Steve. May grinned and nuzzled her head against his cheek, making his giggle even more.
Him.
Fuck you. Buster smiled happily. He seemed to love being loved by May. Her loving nature made him feel safe and happy.
Oh, this is making me feel really uncomfortable.
That tickles mommy, giggled Buster in his cute voice. Oh, you're ticklish, said May playfully.
Jesus.
John,
I need an adult.
Can you add a little semblance of sanity here?
May began to move her hand down
to Buster's stomach.
Come on, you can go deeper than that.
She started to gently tickle him.
Oh,
playfully giggling.
You're tickling my Russia.
What?
As he squirmed from being tickled by his human mother. His laugh was cute and adorable. Ah, ah. So was his smile. Mommy, you're making my belly all tickly. laugh Busta happily. May only tickled him lightly, so Busta wouldn't squirm too much and fall. He was giggling from her playful touch. Busta kicked his feet. He was laughing and squirming like any other kid would when they're being tickled. Who's my cuddly bear cub?
No, please,
May
stop.
Playfully.
Please.
I am, said Busta, still giggling.
Thank you, Grincor.
Wah!
Oh, thank you, Walulugi.
Who wants a kiss from mommy?
I do, said I May, do.
Giggling. I do, laugh Busta.
Oh my god, Dave, this is reminding me of Bronson, Missouri with the mom and the kid. Both Charles Bronson.
Fabulous.
Wow.
Everybody's Charles Bronson.
May stopped tickling Busta and planted a kiss on his lips. Her lips were planted on his.
Huh. Yeah. I can't remember a time in my life where my mother did that. Maybe she really doesn't love me.
I'll take him later.
Yeah, clearly.
Steve, did your mother ever plant a kiss on your lips? Maybe she loves you.
No, but she planted plenty of guilt.
And then Eminem got sad.
See, I do catch some of these pitches. Maybe not every time. Sometimes it gets in my face, but I'll still catch them.
So you're a switch.
You're a catcher and not a pitcher, yeah?
Okay, you can just call me a pinch hitter.
Sweet.
Busta wanted to fight it off, but quickly gave in, feeling mesmerized by his first kiss. They held the kiss, and every second that kiss passed by was heaven to Busta. He couldn't get enough of his first kiss. May finally pulled away and smiled, giving him a lovable hug. That's my good boy, said May in a cute voice.
Hey, yo, Ma. Yo, Ma, puberty?
No dice. This horrible joke brought to you by Logan's long-lost testicle. We've put up missing posters on milk cartons.
Oh, I know where it is. It just ain't with me no more.
What was happening on Thursday?
Well, Dave, this isn't getting released today.
Right, this is going to be released next Friday. So he's preemptively... So he's already passed the postpartum depression. Okay.
Carry on.
I got some more.
I mean, Logs, it's good to see that you have recovered.
Logan, I'm really glad that you nailed that awesome hot nurse.
Yeah, good job, Logs.
They came to a stop. Both of them arrived at the entrance to May's town, smiles lighting up their faces as May walked towards the direction of her home. Busta saw each house they passed by. The neighborhood was beautiful. Each house had a beautiful garden or a beautiful looking home. The sight of the neighborhood only made Busta smile excitedly. Where's your house, Mommy? Asked Busta curiously. Right here, answered May, pointing down to her pants. I mean, pointing to the house she stopped in front of.
Yuck, yuck.
What's your joke there that she's gonna, like, unbirth him?
Sure, why not? I don't know where I was going
with
that.
There's a fetish for that.
I know there is.
The house May and Busta stood in front of was a beautiful brick house. She walked towards the door and went inside, closing the door behind her as she made her way to the couch and plopped on top of it, hugging Busta closely to her and nuzzling his head.
Okay,
welcome.
Drunk pirate.
This music sounds so malicious. I need to put on some much more sinister sounding music in the background.
Yes.
All right, we doing it.
Welcome to your new home, my little cuddly bear, said May in a cute tone of voice.
Beautiful.
Val, do you want to read one?
Oh, okay.
Can you do this voice?
Probably not.
It doesn't sound like it.
Also, episode title contender, Deep Throat of Pinecone. Because that's all we're doing this episode.
I thought it was Deep Throat of Power Drill.
Yeah.
That too.
Oh, God.
Deep Throat?
Yes, Deep Throat. Buster feels safe and secure in his new home. His new mother began to stroke his belly gently, making him murr in relaxed tone. May just wanted to snuggle her adopted bear cub all day. She couldn't get enough of how cute he is. She suddenly started to feel some heat building up in her body, making her feel hot. Is it hot in here to you? Asked May. I feel fine, said Buster as he felt no body heat rising up. I feel fine. I feel fine.
Yes, there you go. That's perfect.
Yeah.
May started to remove her shirt. After she removed it, her big boobs were exposed. Her breast size was 106 centimeters, cup size wow. DDE or larger.
Wait a minute. Get that shit out of here. We use the Imperial system. No metric crap.
Buster was now completely mesmerized as the size at the size at the size of May's massive size boob. He blushed with a curious
fucking Christ, I ran ahead.
No, said Buster Mays.
I keep imagining that this is Buster from, you know, Looney
Tunes.
Yeah,
from. No, it's Buster
Tiny
from
Toons Avengers.
Arthur, you stupid.
Or Tiny
Toons. It's Arthur, man.
Tiny
Yeah, Toons it's Avengers. Arthur, stupid.
Oh, don't call me
Arthur Toons.
Stupid.
Hey, I said, hey, what a wonderful kind of day. If we could learn to laugh and play and get along with each other, what a wonderful kind of day. Hey.
No, Devin, it wasn't DDT. She didn't do a sick wrestling move on her baby boy.
Nice. Wow, what? Asked May when she realized what Buster meant. It was the size of May's breast that caught Buster's full attention.
Duh.
May smiled playfully at him. She knew that he meant by what he said just now. She knew that her boobs somehow hypnotized him enough to make him stare, as in staircase, at them without looking away for a second. I see you notice my milk junkies.
No.
Oh, hold up. No. Let me stop this train real quick.
It sounds like a freaking, like, a steampunk, cyberpunk PC
no,
game.
No, the milk junkies were those weirdos who were crazy for mother's milk from Mad Max.
Oh, yeah.
Also a popular anime porn of the same name. There are four parts.
Jesus Christ, Dave, why do you know that?
Because it's actually one of the better ones out there.
No, it's not. Shut up.
Look at this. Have you seen it?
No, why would I see that?
Hey, don't knock
because
it.
It's about big boobs.
Don't knock the jugs till you've tried the jugs.
Exactly.
Anyway, milk junkies.
Milk junkies.
Sexy milk junkies.
There's a cosplay idea.
Although I've never, ever, ever heard of a woman referring to her tits as milk junkies.
Me neither. Maybe it's something in like lactation
jugs,
porn.
But
maybe it's like a colloquialism from like Latin America or something. I don't know.
Aw.
Yeah, yes, can confirm dumb writing.
Alright, Buster nutted his head. The sight of her boobs would hypnotize any man nearby. May wiggled her chest and they bounced. Jiggle, jiggle. Making Buster's head stare. Staircase. At the dam.
Buster's erection transformed into a staircase.
Yes.
True, May from the Pokemon series did have the largest breast of the Ash companions.
Jesus Christ, Dave, she was 10 years old.
Hey, in this one she's 18, so suck it.
Yep.
How old is Buster? 8?
Hey, that means they're what, 26 together?
28.
How much is that in dog years?
Oh,
172.
Teddy bear years.
Oh, that makes it even worse. Care Bear years.
Yep. All right. Yes. Making Buster's head staircase at the dam, and he moved his head in the direction of where they move when suddenly a hardening feeling grew inside him. Now his hardening feeling stopped as May stared, cased, at his 6-inch long staff. Shaft.
Shaft, yeah.
Chef!
He's like 2 feet tall. It's like the majority of his body now.
His blood pressure must have like dipped hard.
Well, he's like 2 feet tall.
Yeah, so he just like died from a drop in blood pressure.
Well, okay, so like there was a guy, the guy with like the largest boner on record. It was like a 36-inch hog in his pants, right?
Wait a minute. No. Isn't that how tall a child is when they get bar mitzvahed?
That's not true, Dave.
That's a concealed weapon.
It's not even concealed.
There has never been a person with one that size.
Anyway, whenever he would get an erection, he would actually pass out.
That's just a story.
Wow.
It's a story that I choose to believe.
Like, hooray! Victory is mine!
I'm not even done with the fucking sentence. Like, it's just commas. It starts with me wiggle their chest and they bounce. And now it's like, now his hardening feelings stop and me staircase at his 6-inch long shaft. The side of his cock was making me turned on. She smiled playfully at Buster. Buster looked up at me. He was curious in what would happen next.
We're not.
Hey, yo, Ma! Let me get in his titties.
No!
Oh my goodness. I see my little cub is excited. I can fix that. Send me playfully.
Yeah, she grabbed the scissors to neuter him right then and there.
Oh no, that's nice. He's sentient, Steve.
May laid Buster on the couch. Sitting next to her, she leaned her head down and suddenly wrapped her mouth around his entire length. Her mouth engulfed his whole shaft as she started sucking him off. Like, straight up.
We're just Buster going with that, huh? We're just going straight to there?
Yep. No time wasted. Just straight off. Buster moaned in pleasure. He never felt anything like this before. Sending shockwaves of pleasure through his little body. Mommy, your mouth is tickling my wee-wee.
I will never get an erection ever again.
Oh, wait. Mommy, your mouth is tickling my wee-wee.
Please stop talking, Toad.
And now I'm...
All right. Buster felt his lower body tingle with pleasure.
New record! New record!
And done. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in.
Are you kicking me out? Do I have to drive all the way back to Maryland now?
Oh, no, you have to walk.
Oh. They were taking your car as payment.
Oh, I like that car.
Oh, boy. Tickling my wee-wee, and I get to follow that one up, huh?
Yep.
Well, then. Oh, not looking forward.
Come on, hurry up.
You can do it.
We still have two other stories to read.
What? Jeez.
Okay.
Reed. I am. Buster was feeling turned on as he experienced his first low job.
Ugh.
He giggled cutely as May licked the underside of his quack, which made Buster giggle even more. Small amounts of heat built up in his balls. He moaned in pleasure tone as May's tongue tickled the shaft. Tension slowly building up in his balls.
We heard that already.
Oh, mommy, my body feels all tingly, moaned Buster, now showing a smile on his face. All of Buster's moaning of pleasure just made May suck harder, but a little gently, making sure she won't hurt his cock, massive, turgid bear cock.
36 inches and he passes out.
May was just licking and sucking him off, making Buster's leg become slightly stiff. Mommy, something feels weird, but it kind of feels good.
He's describing everybody's first erection.
Gasped Buster as the feeling of his climax started building up. May started bobbing her head up and down, and she knew that Buster's orgasm was getting closer. He curled his toes a little in pleasure, twitching his feet slightly as the pleasure increased. This guy needs a thesaurus. Buster was in heaven as his climax quickly built up. He was blushing deep pink, a pleasured smile spread across his face. Since Buster is young and little, his climax from his first blowjob was building faster. And he began to puck his hips, as his first orgasm took control of his little body. Mama, I'm gonna. Three N's. Gonna. I'm gonna pee. Moan Buster as his lower body tingling with massive pleasure. Buster blasted his hot seed into May's mouth. She tasted his honey sweet cum, swallowed it. She swallowed his load gently, or greedily, shit.
Just cum honey flavored.
Greedily until his peak subsided. Since he's young, his flow didn't last that long. It lasted for a minute.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, it doesn't last for a long time. Just a minute. Most guys would like be like, oh man, minute-long orgasm? That'd be great.
It's not a minute-long orgasm. I think the orgasm lasted like a fraction of a second, and he's just leaking for a minute.
No, he's hard and ready for more. Not healthy, then.
He's got no refractory.
He's a fictional Pokemon that is a bear cub.
Look, man.
I'm not making this better.
Shut up. No. All right. Creatures. Until his peace subsided, since he's young, until the last minute, May pulled her mouth off Butt Buster's shaft. Butt Buster's. Butt Buster's.
David, please keep yourself together.
I can't. He said Butt Buster's. Okay.
David's been broken.
Shaft was still hard and ready for more. What? What happened, Mommy? Asked Buster, panting lightly, his cheeks still blushing deep pink.
You just had your first orgasm. You didn't pee in my mouth. You cummed in my mouth. When you feel that tingling feeling, you come this wet stuff called sperm. It's supposed to feel good, said May, explaining what had happened.
I like orgasms. Could we do it again?
When did he turn into Buster. Patrick Warburton?
I like orgasms. Could we do it again?
Mommy.
We'll do it again. As Buster smiled, May nodded her head and started to take off her shoes and socks, placing them on the floor. Then she started to pull her pants and underwear off, exposing her wet toe.
Wait, did somebody like drill a hole into her?
Yeah, yes. That's what happens? That's how you drill a hole into the girl.
Oh, are you?
She tried to deep throat the power. She tried to deep throat the power drill.
Didn't go well.
She smiled playfully at Buster. May laid back and on the couch, giggling playfully.
Hey, you're cute. Hey, you're cute, bear cock in my hair.
Said May playfully as she instructed him what to do.
We don't understand what most of these descriptive words actually mean. Giggling cutely.
I don't
cutely.
Know if I actually had sex with him before, but I want to have sex with a teddy bear.
Buster walked up to May and crawled on top of her, placing his shaft all the way into her vagina. He moaned at the soft feeling of her inner walls surrounding his length.
Oh, mommy, what do I do now?
Giggled. Did you just say stop? Oh, I'm sorry. Giggled Buster in pleasure.
Oh, mommy, what do I do now?
What's your head?
You go in it.
You know, Steve isn't really talking. We're just, doing his voice, and we put peanut butter in his mouth.
That's right. I've been a fake all along.
You go in and out. Keep going and don't stop.
Said May, moaning. Oh, all right. Well, I'll revise the next one. Buster did as he's told and slowly thrusted his cock in and out, in and out, in and out of May. He moaned as he felt pleasure heat up his body like before. Wait, is he a fucking battery? Like, is he
probably.
Just... Is he storing an electrical charge that will...
Yes.
Oh, okay. All right, he's an X-Man.
Just like a Pokemon.
He is a Pokemon!
Yeah, just but like a Pokemon.
He's a normal type, not an electric type.
I'm pretty sure Teddy Ursa can learn Thunder
I'm
Shock.
Not really Teddy Ursa. I'm a Pikachu at heart. Dead silence. I love it. May's insides were squeezing his shaft. They squeezed harder and harder with each thrust from Buster. He moaned in pleasure as his whole body tingled from bliss. Oh, mommy, this feels so good. Oh, damn it. That's a line. This feels good. Your body makes me feel all good inside.
He's a goat?
Apparently he's a goat, said Buster, moaning playfully.
Oh, yeah, that's good, Buster. Keep going.
Moan May lustfully. She sounds like she's about to throw up. Even though Buster was a virgin, he was feeling his whole body tingle with pleasure as he kept thrusting in and out of his adoptive mother. There's your one-line synopsis of the story.
Yep.
Buster was moaning as heat and tension slowly builded up in his body. We get it. He had no idea how good he's gonna feel when he blows his load hard into May. This is tickling my body. This could be a while, moaned Buster in his cute voice. Oh, yeah. Faster, Buster. Go faster for Mommy. I stopped caring. Moaned May, placing her hands over Buster's shoulders for support. Buster did as he's told and went faster, applying more pressure to his thrusts, which made May and him more horny. The two exploded in a fireball of explosions and death. The end. Okay, I lied. The sight of Buster's smile was cute. His eyes had a warm expression in them as he felt really horny inside. To him, it felt like someone was massaging the insides of his sex organs. Ew.
Honey, does he have...
Hey, man, don't knock it until you try the inside of your sex organs touched.
All right, pass me the power drill. He was feeling warm and tingly. Oh, my God. Drink for repetition. May started to rub his shoulders, using her thumbs to rub his soft... He has nipples on his shoulders?
Yes.
Apparently.
All right.
Bear anatomy, what is it?
The whole line. May started to rub his shoulders, using her thumbs to rub his soft nipples, which tickled Buster's chest. Making him moan louder. This is some Cthulhu horror with shoulders on his chest. With nipples on them. Shoulders, yes. Buster, oh my God, how do you feel? Moaned May curiously. Hot and wet, but in a good way. Giggled Buster playfully with a moan. Logan, please.
Fuck, man, I don't know.
We gotta finish this.
Man, Pokeballs of Steelix took a weird turn.
Right?
Is this the reason why it's no longer on the air, Tony?
I'm gonna have to answer that, Inker.
Oh, on page 7, right?
Oh, wait.
Yes.
New Roswell is asking you something. It's like, wait, quick, Steve, how hairy are your shoulders? I have an idea for a sequel.
Oh. Oh, no.
Oh.
My shoulders aren't hairy. My shoulder blades are.
Yeah, it's like he's got angel.
It'll work. We'll put some nipples on your shoulder blades.
We can work with it. We can work with it.
Nipples on shoulder blades. That is that a... If that's not a kink on Tube Galore, it needs to be.
Shit, man.
I don't know. We'll make it work.
The tension and heat of Buster's pleasure began to increase. He pounded his shaft into May harder, starting to thrust at rapid speed. May rubbed his hardening nipples eagerly. The pleasurable feeling in her body was kicking in, as did Buster's body. Buster was in a world of high pleasure. He kept on thrusting in and out at rapid lightning speeds. Thrusted as hard as he could.
Rapid lightning speed. Like, it's okay.
The both of them bucking their hips against each other. Mommy, I feel something is about to coming out, moaned Buster loudly. That's good. Ooh, ah.
Just a little bit.
You're gonna little bit come more. Real soon, moaned May, almost screaming in pleasure. Massive tension was building in Buster's balls. His balls were boiling with fresh and hot Pokemon seed.
I've got balls of fire.
Out of his little body. May arched her back, cocking her head back as she reached her orgasm really fast. She couldn't wait for Buster to blow his sweet load in her hot and sexy body. She held him so close to her body that Buster could only thrust in and out hard. Oh, Buster, shoot your cum into Mommy.
Oh, no. Bill.
Oh, Bill. Screamed May in pleasure. Mommy!
No, there's just one M.
How would you read that?
Moomy?
Moomy! Screamed Buster in loud, pleasured tones. Buster shoved his cock all the way in May's body and came hard inside her. Her insides squeezed his shaft so hard that it wasn't long until she came hard, too. Buster came long and harder than before as May's juices tickled his balls. Both of them came for what felt like forever until their orgasms came to a halt. Like, I don't know. I don't know. What the fuck's a halt?
A good question.
Buster suddenly felt woozy and collapsed on top of May. His length slowly shrunk back into his tired body
as May picked him up by the waist and held him close to her body in a hug, his head resting on her massive boobs as if they were a pillow.
But we established this, like, yes, 19 times.
Very pillow-like. About an hour or two later, Buster woke up and found himself in May's arms. She smiled at him as Buster opened his mouth wide in a big yawn. No matter what Buster did, he looked cute and adorable when he did whatever. His yawning made him look even cuter as his yawn subsided, and he showed a cute grin at his mother. So how did it feel when you were inside me and blown your load?
Awful. I never wanted to do it again.
May, her voice still sexy. Yeah, her voice was still sexy. It tickled me inside, said Buster in his cute voice.
Was he sounding or something?
Yes.
Aww.
Never not be sounding.
You done?
Yes, I'm done.
All right.
You put the fucking page breaks in there, you piece of shit.
I'm sorry, I'm checking other things that aren't terrible Teddy Ursa Pocophilia. Sean, take us home.
All right. May leaned in and planted another kiss on Buster's lips. This time they held it for a long time. It was an adorable sight for a hot teenage girl to kiss a cute bear cub on the lips.
Nope.
Nope.
No matter what you say, it isn't.
And never go ass to mouth either, especially with a Pokemon.
A bear Pokemon at that.
Pedo bear. Yep.
You know that bears, like, cram their asses up with leaves during the winter?
Let's not. Please.
The two finally pulled their lips away, and Buster rested his head back on May's breast. Her boobs were softer than a pillow. The soft boobs made Buster feel woozy again, and he started to fall asleep. I love you, Mama, said Buster as he closed his eyes, falling fast asleep.
Drink Mama. For every time Tony says he's done. It's going to be a very long night.
Wait, he's done, which means the things that I commissioned from him are finished? All right, finally.
Mama loves you too, honey bear. Said May cutely as she gave him a quick kiss on the forehead. Buster looked cute when he's asleep in May's arms.
Oh my god, we get it! Cute, adorable, cute, adorable,
hot,
tingly,
building,
orgasm.
I'm gonna pee.
My wee wee.
You're gonna pee, yes.
I'm gonna pee my wee wee.
She held him as if she was his birth mother. She rubbed his back gently to relax Buster in his sleep. May knew something about what happened today. She gained a lover and a son. No.
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 Yes. Good. Good. Let the cum flow through you.
Yeah, even the Sith would be like, yo, that ain't right.
All right, that's actually perfectly timed. Our next story is one that...
I still have a line to go. She also became Buster's first love, including his mother.
Okay, so that implies that he's going to have other loves later on down the road. She's going to be devastated this
And
month.
Other mothers.
Yeah. I'm just also picturing the line. Because I'm a mother lover, you're a mother lover, we should fuck each
Yeah,
other,
I mean,
mothers.
Tony's right. Like, now he's going to be comparing any further sexual conquests with his mom. Like, greater than or equal to.
Crazy. Fucking each other's mom.
You're okay, but you ain't my mom.
Every Mother's Day needs a Mother's exactly. Night. If doing it is wrong, I don't want to be right.
David, are you going to fuck... Are you gonna fuck somebody and say you're not as good as my mom?
No, that's weird. Gross. See the relationship I have with my mom?
May smiled as she knew now that she's a mother. She's gonna take special care of her sweet little bear cub son. The end.
Until he evolves into an Ursaring, and then it's gonna be fucking terrifying.
Yep.
Nah, she's looking forward to that big old bear dick.
Oh, God. She's cultivating bear dick.
Bear dick. All right, the next story is one that's based on a fan fiction of the day idea that we submitted.
Beautiful.
Oh, boy. Oh no.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Cream and Caramel by Shadow Dragon Wolf Queen of Darkness.
That's a lot of underscores.
I love it.
Is that somebody we know?
Yeah.
Yeah. But that's all we're saying, so...
Okay, I know who this is.
Alright, Sean, do you want to read the first section since you got kind of shafted on... shafted. <Yeah. laughs> Alright.
Sure.
Go ahead.
Read the summary, too.
Yeah, read the summary.
Okay. When the men are away, what will the princesses do to entertain themselves? Daisy pays a visit to her cousin Peach. The two realize their feelings for one another and begin having a little fun. Chapter 1.
It's not even feelings, it's feelings. Feeligans.
Feeligans.
Hello, my name is Feeligans.
That says felines.
I hail from Northern Scotland.
Ah, Northern Scotland. I'm from North Kilton.
You're not from North Kilton.
No, North Kilton at all. You're not even from Scotland.
Author's note. Hey, y'all. This is Bakura. I'm doing something different. It's a story idea from the lovely people at Friday Night Fanfiction. I hope they enjoy this, and hopefully it will be steamy enough. I have never done Futanari before.
Well, I don't think anybody else has because they don't exist.
You would think I have due to having done everything else, and I've been writing fics for 6 years now. I won't ever stop.
Good.
What?
Can't stop, won't stop, never gonna stop with that Teddy Ursa.
Maybe stop.
Maybe stop. Mommy!
Well, it will be a new experience. Let's see how this goes, shall we? Disclaimer, I don't own Super Mario Bros. Or any of its characters. My shipping is Peach/Daisy.
I didn't realize they ran a shipping company. Is that like interstate or like intercountry?
It's, they run the relationship from Sonic and the Search for Love. Yep, that's all I'm doing for this. Cream and caramel. Peach woke up one morning. She stretched, but she noticed something was new. Her hands roamed her body. They traveled until they came to her cunt.
Oh, we get right to the good stuff. All right.
Yeah.
Bam! No time wasted.
She felt something different there. She was surprised to find there was a prominent bulge there. She blushed. She knew her dreams turned her on sometimes, but she didn't know it would excite her little toadstool. She slowly rubbed it. She did it for a little while. She knew she had a kingdom to run. She dressed and exited her room. She had heard from one of her toads that Mario and Luigi were out on one of their adventures. She sighed in disappointment, though her mood instantly improved at hearing her cousin Daisy would be visiting. She knew that would be fun. She wouldn't be bored. After a while, an auburn-haired woman with caramel-bronze skin sauntered into the castle. Her emerald eyes... Her emerald eyes were seeking the blonde-haired woman. It didn't take her long to find her. She approached and hugged her.
Hi, I'm
Daisy! Turned it. The two were glad to be together and alone. Both of their men were out. That left them air. And oh, they were feeling frisky. Peach reached down into the other woman's dress. She fondled her breasts.
Wait, we're just going straight into it, huh?
Yeah.
There's no buildup at all. It's just payoff. And even then, it's you kind of feel like, oh, okay. So she's getting a mammary exam. Oh, hey, I found a lump. Oh, no, I'm sorry. That's just part of the mushroom that you ate.
Daisy elicited a soft moan. She did the same. Her fingers flicked against Peach's nipples.
Against.
Maybe we should take this somewhere else, she murmured in the blonde's ear. Peach nodded. Where would you like? How about your bedroom? Daisy asked.
Oh, I was going to say a CC's pizzeria. That would be awesome. Futanari sex and all you can eat pizza.
Win-win. Sure, she said as she led the other woman there who followed. But the auburn hair woman gaze was on the other's ass the whole time, watching it move with her hips. It didn't take long before they reached Peach's room. She was surprised she had left it this morning feeling titillated. And now she was returning to it with a delicious woman. Oh, yes. She would enjoy
America, being here has infected you.
Yes. Oh, yes. She would enjoy tearing her ass in two, as well as her pussy apart.
Whoa.
She felt her cock hardening at the thoughts running through her head.
She was distracted from it as she felt Daisy push her onto the bed. She watched. The woman began to slowly strip in front of her.
So now I'm imagining Peach and Daisy in that scene replacing Arnold and Jamie Lee Curtis in True Lies. Do it. Do small. Do it.
Do it
very slowly.
Let me see the hot.
So wait, does Mario know that his princess has a dick?
Apparently no. It's new as of today.
One would assume that Mario would probably be really into pegging. I don't know.
Yeah, he's into working his plumbing.
10 points to login door.
She never thought she would see Daisy strip tease for her. She reached a hand down into her dress. Her hand began stroking her length. She felt it pulsate with need. She knew Daisy would comply to what she wanted to do. Yet she had a feeling Daisy had a few thoughts about this as well. Peach's eyes roamed over the other woman's body. She licked her lips.
And on my side, the dogs are snoring.
It's like a juicy... David, somebody sets down a juicy steak in front of you. You lick your lips.
I didn't know you were so beautiful, said Peach.
Thanks,
Daisy said with a smirk as she reached a hand to begin taking off the blonde's dress until they were both left in their panties and bras.
And tittle?
Tittle.
Tittle.
You're not so bad yourself,
Val. Wow. You're at Peach Blush. You're on page 3.
I know.
Wow.
Wow.
Peach.
Wow.
Peach blushed. Her reddened and rock hard cock was noticeable.
Reddened?
Okay,
yeah, reddened. So she's part native.
Doesn't yours like turn bright red when it's erect?
Only like the head. The rest of it looks pasty like the rest of me.
Steve, you're missing out, dude. You need that red cock.
This feels unnecessarily racist.
What? No, get that red cock.
No, I mean, isn't the NFL removing the Redskins' name?
Yeah, but not the red cocks.
Bacock.
Washington Redcocks.
Yes.
I am not a fan of sport ball, but I would totally support a team called the Redcocks.
Of course you would.
I hope they're a hockey team. Oh my! I just typed in Redcocks into Google. VFA-22 Fighting Redcocks, United States Navy. They're a strike fighter squadron.
Damn it!
Well, I think it's time for the requisite village people.
Look up their emblem. The background actually looks like a penis.
Come on, it's enjoy your fellow man in the Navy. Can't you see we need a hand?
Oh, wow, it does. Oh, it looks like a dick.
They want you. They want you as a new recruit. They want you. They want you. They want you as a new recruit.
Well, today we learned something. Today we learned that Friday Night Fan Fiction can teach you something.
All right. Rock hard, red cock was noticeable. Daisy looked the blonde up and down. She loved what she saw. She was also surprised the other princess sported a dick as well. She knew that meant there was more fun to be had. She would enjoy drilling into the other, but her thoughts would spur her on continuing the intimate time.
The power drill is back.
Peach reached a hand over to Daisy. She was lying on the bed. The other woman was on top of her. She shivered. She enjoyed being dominated, but especially by the other princess. She leaned into Daisy's touch as the woman's hand went to twist and pinch her nipples. She twisted them, causing Peach. I almost said Peach. Peach.
Pitch. Pitch.
Pitch. Pitch. Ow.
Pitch, I'm here to save you.
Hi, I'm Pitch.
I imagine her twisting it like a radio dial, trying to tune it in.
Ow. Like those old 80s and 70s TVs?
Yes.
That those click, 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 click. Yep.
Static, static, static. Moaning.
All right, please continue.
Yes.
Oh my god, why did I read this? Their tail
Stop co- reading reading ahead!
No, I'm not reading ahead. I'm reading about the Redcocks. Their tail code is NA, and their radio call sign alternates between Beef and Beef Eater.
Beef Eater, this is Beef. How are you doing over there? We're gonna go get ourselves some fighter jets. Come on. Roger that, Beef Eater. This is Tower Control. You are clear for beef eating. Go on.
She twisted him, causing Peach to moan. Okay, Daisy leaned over and smashed her lips together in passionate kiss. Smash. Peach used her hand to begin rubbing the woman's snatch. That is so unsexy. It's like snatch and twat. Like, no.
Moist hole is probably the worst one.
Moist.
Nope. Moist snatch.
Moist snatch.
My dog doesn't like this.
It's the sequel to Guy Ritchie's film.
I get that joke. Yay.
All right. Daisy moaned against her lips. She began grinding their hips together. Their fluids dripped down. Yet it wasn't just droplets. It was a steady stream of arousal.
She's leaking! Quick, somebody get a cork!
Or a plumber?
Oh, shit. Sploosh.
Show's over, let's go home. Oh, wait, I can't. God damn it.
Oh.
That's because Canada is on fire.
Yes. Just my city.
What it is.
Like, last week?
I don't.
The West was on fire while the East Coast was getting...
It's not my country that's on fire yet. We still have to let Trump for that to happen.
Let's continue.
The two fondled each other for a bit. Peach's cock hurt a bit from the lack of attention. Daisy noticed his. Huh?
Eh?
Daisy noticed his.
Okay.
That's a sentence, yes.
Yes, that is a sentence. I'm eating another chip for that. She reached down. One of her hands moved from Peach's breast to the head of the woman's hardened erection. She began rubbing, pinching, and squeezing it. Wouldn't pinching the cock, like,
If she pinches for long enough, part of it's gonna fall off.
Well, maybe it would turn it all red.
No, pinch the cock. Pinch!
The cock. Hold swirl the cock! The cock. Hold. Swirl!
Hi, I'm Daisy!
All right, you're now. You're doing great. Put your finger in my ass while I masturbate.
I fucking love this song. Right. Her ministrations were sensual, which had Peach moaning like a needy bitch in heat.
Woof, woof, woof.
Woof, woof, woof. Yes.
Woof, 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 woof.
Woof,
woof.
You will
excite the dogs.
Daisy chuckled lightly. She enjoyed hearing the other moaning for more. Her hand continued. She could feel Peach's lem beginning to drip. Like, wasn't she, like, letting a stream out earlier? Whatever. She glanced down. She saw the slight spurt of white juice from it. She released Peach from the harsh kiss. She licked, bit, and kissed her way down to Peach's body. The woman beneath her became more sensitive the more Daisy touched her flesh. She released a louder moan when the woman began licking her cock, and her fingers were pressed inside of her pussy. Her eyes fluttered closed, and her breaths became a light pant. Woof.
Woof. I will stop.
Her buddy broke out into a sweat. She bucked her hips. Daisy knew Peach wanted more, and oh, she was about to give the woman exactly what she wanted. She knew Peach. At this point, it's Peach, like, there's no capital. It's just a regular Peach.
Left-handed typing again.
She knew Peach would do the same for her. After a few more licks, Daisy began taking Peach's toadstool into her mouth. I see what they did there. Her tongue played with it as she began to suck on it. Her movements against it were ungentle, and damn it, my chips keep breaking.
Don't eat while reading.
I'm just holding it.
That does not sound like you're just holding it.
It's those new Pringles.
Okay, stop eating. Really... Just keep reading.
I am reading.
And eating. Cut one of those two out.
Mm-hmm. Her movements against it weren't gentle. She was harsh. She wanted to bring Peach over the edge. She knew she was capable.
Yeah, she was Captain America. She was Captain Battle Legacy War.
Yes. She increased her intensity, moving faster and harder against her. While her mouth worked on Peach's cock, her fingers were moving swiftly inside. My goodness, I'm losing my English. Swiftly inside.
I'm gonna come home and the only thing Val's gonna be able to say is, "Hi, I'm Daisy."
Yep. Her fingers curled, hitting all the right spots. There's only one. Within Peach's womanhood, the princess felt herself nearing the edge. She used her own hands to massage her breasts, which added to her pleasure. It wouldn't take much longer before climax would release from her.
Daisy's, I did want to say I like the way you pronounced womanhood, because I imagined that somebody just lifts up Peach's hood and just a big old cock just splurts out.
I'm cock!
That's what your problem is right there. You got a cock when it's supposed to be a lady bit. Listen, you give me a couple of minutes and we'll get that cleared right up. It's going to be $1,200.
That's expensive.
Daisy noticed this and continued her efforts. She was relentless and wouldn't give Peach any mercy. It didn't take much longer until Peach released a cry of euphoria. Her pale white juice from her cock filled up Daisy's mouth. She greedily swallowed. She felt the woman's vaginal juices spill onto her fingers. She removed them.
Slurp.
She just like tucked them off her hand, threw them in the sink.
It's like after taking later. Both hands out of a bowl of Jell-O.
Why?
I heard a why in the back.
All right.
When she finished swallowing Peach's cum, she licked her clean. She moved away. She brought her fingers to her mouth and licked up the juices. Daisy looked like a cat cleaning a paw with how her hand was situated.
But isn't Peach the cat in Mario Kart?
Meow. No, it's a cat fucking a dog, apparently. Anyway.
Dogs and cats living together.
Yes.
Mass hysteria.
She didn't take long until her hand was clean. She moved to sit on Peach's lap when she was done, her legs wrapped around her waist. She then began rubbing her cunt teasingly against the other woman's erect toadstool. Yep. Like, wouldn't she be gone, like, wouldn't she have gone soft at this point?
Let me take a minute.
It's Futanari. They Hold never on. Go soft.
Oh, yeah.
Tony, true. Who is totally not a guest on tonight's episode, has a minute.
I just gotta say, someone took the time to write that sentence. They thought about it. They tried to construct the best possible way to phrase that and what they cunt rubbed against.
Yes. They stood on the shoulders of giants.
It's good content.
No, it's good content, sir.
Yes. Life finds a way. Malcolm.
Malcolm McDowell.
Life finds a way.
Life finds a way.
Which explains the Futanari.
Alright, I got one last line. She was going to love having that large mass inside of her.
David, it's your turn.
I don't want to have this large mass inside of me.
Tetsuo!
Kaneda!
Still need to do that Twitter war where it's just a Tetsuo Twitter shouting Kaneda and a Kaneda Twitter shouting Tetsuo.
Okay, so we're on page 4, right?
Correct.
Alright.
She continued rubbing herself against it. Each moan enjoying the way Daisy straddled her lap. She bucked her hips, her cock rubbing against the woman's folds in response. She was getting the urge to penetrate with the increasing amount of arousal coursing through her. Eventually, Peach reached over to stop Daisy's movements.
Stop.
She
stop.
Gave...
Hammer time.
One hard buck, and her cock entered the woman's pussy with ease. Unappealing language.
Daisy whimpered lightly, her walls stretched to the breaking point. The pain lasted for a few moments. When it passed, pleasure remained.
She's gonna blow!
Phew. She was anxious for Peach to begin thrusting. When Peach noticed the other woman was adjusted to her, she began slowly moving out before slamming back in. Daisy released a cry of pleasure. She hadn't experienced something this intense before. She thought she'd enjoyed it when more than that third time with Luigi. Luigi packing only a semi, not a full-on hoagie.
Only a semi-truck.
While her back arched.
Before we continue, I have something else we could use.
Daisy managed to say,
"Oh?"
Peach panted out.
"What is it?"
"I brought a little friend,"
she said with a devious smirk as she reached behind her to her dress to bring out a plant, but it wasn't an ordinary plant.
A piranha plant?
Peach inquired in surprise. Daisy noted,
yep, I thought we could use this little guy to help our fun time to be more heated.
Why didn't you just bring a blow dryer with you?
Yeah, right? Or just get a fever and scream at it.
Or Buster from the last fic.
Right? Peach smirks.
Go for it!
Connect four!
Go for it, then. I'd like to see what it does.
Oh, I'm with you.
Daisy said as she placed the plant on the bed with them.
Oh, no.
The plant released a fume in the air. It caused the two women's arousal. Their pussies were leaking, and both of their cocks were dripping cum. Two of the plant's tendrils moved towards them.
Oh, no. No, please. Don't do this. Not the peanut butter squid from Food Wars.
As the other did the same to Peaches. They moan as the new element applied to their entertainment.
Yet what? They knew. Wait a minute. That sounds like a Google translated line. They moaned at the new elements applied to their entertainment.
Yet they knew it was more than that. Oh, yes. It was so much more. Peach claimed Daisy's lips in a passionate kiss. She nibbled at the other woman's lips. She was asking for permission to enter. Daisy gladly parted her lips. Peach thrusting her tongue inside. The two began a battle of heated bliss as both of them were fighting for dominance of the other. They moaned against the other lips as the tendrils thrusted inside of their butts. It didn't discomfort them. No, it spurred them on. Peach renewed her thrust. She began hammering inside of her. It didn't slow down. The two had to end their kiss. They were running out of air. When it ended, the two panted harshly. They were trying to regain their breath. Peach gripped Daisy's hips. Finally, she gave a few more hard thrusts. She began releasing her hot milky seed inside. The two were left in a moaning mess, especially when the tendrils in their butts began to swell.
Wait. Oh, no, I read that wrong. I thought their butts were coming, not the tendrils.
When the plant became inactive after that, the position of the two women changed. Daisy was more than ready. She began moving her cock into Peach's smash. Oh, yes. This would be fun for her. She wanted to dominate, to claim her. She wanted Peach to realize she belonged to her and no one else. Daisy rubbed her cock against Peach's clit. She moaned. Her hands reached out to fondle Daisy's breast. She was pleased by this. She returned the gesture with one of her own. Her hands went to Peach's rump. She began massaging them for a few moments. Then she had enough of teasing blondes. Didn't waste any time. She thrust inside.
I'm gathering myself. Peach shivered at the mass inside of her. It was the mass of two neutron stars. She relaxed when she had adjusted to the size inside of her. It had taken a few moments, but when Daisy noticed Peach seemed all right, she began to move. Oh no, the truck have started to move. She didn't go slow. She drilled into her pussy.
Oh, there's a power drill!
There's a power drill! We did not plan that, I swear.
Why does this always happen to us?
Oh, you mean it's like with the collarbones?
Yes, and the arching.
She wanted to hear Peach scream. She playfully slapped Peach. Hi, I'm Daisy. I'm Daisy, bitch. She continued it, but her slaps became harder each time her cock thrusted inside. Peach was moaning. Bucking her hips and her back arched. Son of a bitch.
Why does this always come back?
And we're not reading ahead either.
No.
This is insane. The Illuminati are behind this. She was enjoying this. She couldn't believe it. That it wasn't butter. But she loved being dominated. She loved being
But she
hurt.
Also loved the fact that it wasn't funny.
She loved being hers, Fabio's. Her body trembled a bit at the force Daisy used. It felt like minutes or perhaps more before Daisy released her hot cum inside. Peach moaned in pleasure. She felt herself being filled. Alright, just fill her up now. Just use regular, no premium. This is going to rip you off. Her butt cheeks, no extra T, just her butt cheeks were red and sore much like the Redcocks, doubted she would be able to sit right for a while. Peach and Daisy were relaxing from the orgasmic high. It surprised both of them. Their intentions were seeing each other, but somehow it ended up like this. Shrugs. Hey. They weren't displeased. Oh no! They thoroughly enjoyed themselves. The two lay there. Peach wrapped her arms around Daisy. She held her close. Their breasts pressed against each other. I'm sorry.
There is no against.
That's like seven drinks for me. Why am I the only one you're calling out? Because I'm the only one screwing up that you...
You're the only one reading right now.
Yeah, you're the only one reading. Turn. I called the others out earlier.
All right. I get no leeway because you're my spouse.
Exactly.
Okay. Their breasts pressed each other and their legs tangled. Peach! Daisy said softly. Yeah? The blonde asked. Are you ready for another round? Author's note. Hee hee. Well, that was interesting. What, you thought I would continue? Nope, I am an evil writer, of course. I tried to start it off kind of amusing, but ended on a cliffhanger. This was my first attempt at Fuda. I hope it went well. I hope the members of FNF enjoyed this, and I shall be writing more for you lovely people. Well, see y'all next time. Chapter 2, The Princess's Bitch. Author's note. Okay, so this is kind of a few one-shots. This is the other idea that works with what I have. Well, I think Peach Daisy is an awesome couple. So this is, I guess, something I can't stop writing. I don't know if that's good or not, but I don't care. I know Bowser is this turtle monster, but I think for my sake I'll make him into a humanoid form. Oh no.
He's already kind of humanoid.
Dennis Hopper. It's Dennis Hopper. Soaking in the mud bath. Do you know what I love about mud? I'm getting paid $500,000 an hour to sit in it. It will be easier for me, and I don't remember what he really looks like. I apologize if that upsets any of you, but that's how I'm doing it. I hope y'all enjoy. The Princess's Bitch. Peach and Daisy were captured yet again by Bowser, Dennis Hopper. They were damsels, but at least they wouldn't stay locked up for long. They had devised a plan. It occurred to them when they were making sweet love one night in their captivity. Okay, they're still allowed. Alright, whatever. What? They might as well.
Sure, why not? Nothing else to do.
Exactly. Making sweet love. Sweet love, baby. They didn't have anything else to do. They knew it would take ages for their so-called saviors to come to rescue them.
There you go.
Peach, I have an idea!
Daisy murmured in her ear as their bodies were tangled again with the tangling. This isn't Tangled, presented by Disney. And they were grinding... Okay, it's not Tangled by Disney. They were grinding their cunts and cocks against each other, trying to start a fire to get out of the castle, but instead igniting Fort McMurray.
Oh.
What is it? She asked. You know Mario and Luigi won't get here for a while. How about we make...
I heard that as Bill Murray and Luigi.
How about we make Bowser our bitch?
Daisy asked quietly with a devious smirk spreading on her lips. Wait, the top ones or the bottom ones?
Both.
Okay, Peach nodded.
That sounds like fun.
Logan, you're next.
Vagina dentata.
No, not vagina dentata.
I thought you might say that. I thought you might say vagina dentata. She murmured, I'm sure we will enjoy ourselves with it. We might not like it so much, but that's not what we care about. Peach nodded. True. I'm surprised he hasn't come to see us except for he captured us. We've been left alone here. Left alone after we were put here. Daisy mused at their grinding as their grinding intensified to the point it almost reached the woman's climaxes, but it would take more than grinding to satisfy them. He normally comes in here more often when it's just me, Peach said as she raised her hands to fondle Daisy's breasts. I know, she said, leaning into the blonde woman's touch. He might want to see if we'll snap, but I don't think he knows that what type of relationship we have. Peach nodded and elicited a moan at feeling the other woman squeezing her breasts. Her back arched a bit. She couldn't help it. Her juices from her cunt spilled onto Daisy's flushed and wet entrance. When she noticed this, she changed their position. She had Peach bent over with her legs wide and her ass high up in the air. Daisy playfully slapped at it a few times. She rubbed the tip of her cock against the woman's rump.
Woof, woof,
Peach
woof.
Moaned. She raised herself a little more to rub back against her. Daisy smirked. She slapped Peach's ass when she did that. Peach whimpered. She enjoyed being teased, but she badly wanted Daisy inside of her. She decided after a few moments it was enough. She spread Peach's cheeks. She thrust herself inside to the base of her erection.
Going in dry. Oh.
Base, how low can you go?
Oh, this is the Mad Max
desert. Let me see how low I can go.
Too low.
I think this is as low as
you're subterranean. You sound like somebody is scratching your vocal cords with a razor blade.
Nope.
Yep.
Yeah. Yes. Daisy began pounding into her. Peach loved how rough the other woman was. She wanted Daisy to go harder. She sensed this. She increased her ferocity. She knew she would end up splitting her ass in two with how intense she was thrusting in and out of her.
Don't stop!
Peach managed to gasp out. I didn't plan on stopping. She retorted through a pant as she kept up her pace until she felt herself heating up until her seat spilled out into Peach's rump.
Until.
Peach moaned. She loved the way Daisy filled her. The hot fluid felt so nice against her flushed skin. Hush, dog. She wanted the auburn-haired woman to continue. Yet they were interrupted by someone coming down the hallway and opening the door to the room the two were in. All right, you two, said a masculine voice. It's been long enough. You both know your precious saviors won't come in time to save you.
Save us from what?
Daisy asked as she pulled out of Peach, which caused a stream of cum to fall out.
Oh,
Peach
no.
Moved to lie down.
I'm imagining Peach very slowly turns around, pulls off a mask, and just says, Hi, I'm really Daisy. Dun, dun, dun.
Horrible. Peach moved to lie down. She was panting as she tried to regain her breath. She was glad the other woman hadn't decided to tear her in two this time. From this, the man known as Bowser said as he snapped his fingers. Vines sprang out. Two tendrils ensnared Daisy and Peach's wrists while another two did the same to their ankles. There was a peculiar scent in the air. It was causing their bodies to become hotter. Their pussies dripped, which led to streams of arousal. Streams of arousal.
That's apparently how it works.
Yeah. Their cocks released dribbles of pre-cum. There were two piranha plants. One of them moved forward. The head moved down to suck at Peach's damp folds while its tendrils set to work on her cock. The other plant gave Daisy the same treatment.
I'm done.
I know. I'm not ready. I guess, Sean, if it's your prerogative.
Bowser watched the event unfold. He tore off his pants and boxers.
Wow.
This is like David from the OCAD fanfic. He just says, clothes, and his clothes exploded.
It's like Austin Powers, where he just ripped everything off. He began stroking his cock. He was growing aroused by the sight of the two women subjected to being tormented by the plants. He wondered what else they would do to the two. He would have to wait and see. Peach gasps. It's like my immortal. Everyone's just gasping. She felt the tendril puncture her ass.
Oh, ouch. Not good. So bad.
It surprised her. Surprised bot sex. But it felt so good. She enjoyed having Daisy's cock inside. This wasn't any different from that. It thrusted deeply inside of her. She shivered. She didn't know how much of it would be placed within her. She wasn't paying that much attention. The pleasure was overwhelming her. Her cock twitched as her folds were convulsing slightly. She was on the verge of releasing from the intense nonstop ecstasy. Daisy released a cry of pleasure.
Ah!
Her hips bucked as her folds convulsed, releasing her juices into the plant. Her cock released its pale fluids as well.
Oh my goodness, these plants must be really hard to care for if this is their only sustenance.
She was left panting for breath. Peach was in a similar state. The two were trying to recover from the orgasmic bliss.
I was gonna say Michigan?
The plants were removed and vanished from the room. Peach! Daisy whispered to the blonde. She raised a brow and waited for her auburn-haired partner to continue. Remember what we talked about earlier? She asked. Peach smirked. Yes, I do. He's here, Daisy said simply. I think it's time to make him our bitch. Bowser wondered what the two were whispering about, though his attention wasn't really on them. It was on his boner. He rubbed it harder.
My boner.
He moaned.
It goes to Bowser Dragon and all my boner.
I'm going to pee.
Shower again.
Shower every night. Forever.
Yeah, we can.
You know, you guys don't have, you don't have the kid there anymore. You don't have to just use the shower.
Lies. Yeah. Lies and slander. Not using the shower requires cleaning up.
It didn't take long.
I don't know, maybe.
That's literally the only thing David ever means when he says shower.
That's not true.
I assume once every night because that's how often Dave says I gotta go shower.
Replace the word night with hour.
No, we shower every no
second. Shower every hour.
That's 2 to 3 times a week.
No. Somewhere between those two.
I feel like Perez Hilton, we're getting candid information about David's sex life.
I feel like it's weird that you don't, neither of you are like matching up on how often.
So, we lost him. How often?
I'm not saying that.
No, you will say it.
Okay, can we continue?
I'm trying.
Especially after watching the two being subjected to the plants, he continued his ministrations.
Judy, thank we you. Still love you.
He was surprised when his hands were pushed away. He looked down to see Daisy there. Hi, I'm Daisy. She smirked up at him. She began massaging his cock. She could see the pre-cum leaking out. She didn't hesitate. She clamped her mouth onto him. She began to suck. Her motions weren't soft and gentle. No, that was Peach. Daisy was rough.
Hi, I'm Daisy.
Hi, I'm sandpaper.
I'm about 80 grit. He tilted his head back and moaned. He tangled a hand into her hair. He forced her to take his entire length. It hit the back of her throat. She greedily sucked, flicked her tongue against it, and nibbled on it from time to time.
Nom 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 nom.
With how harsh she was on him, it didn't take much longer to have him over the edge. His hot seed spilled into her mouth.
Is there anything else than hot seed? Like,
no, nobody eats cold seed.
Well, if you get it on your skin, as you want to do,
Well, that's dry. I mean, that's not cold. It's like
no, yeah, it doesn't. Mean, like it doesn't dry very quickly, Steve.
Straight out of a penis, like it won't be anything.
Oh
else,
no, but, no, right. That, it's not gonna be anything else. But hot.
I say, let me tell you about that time I jerked off in that icicle making thing. Made semen pops.
Oh,
took me a week and a half to do.
Ew.
Let's continue.
She licked him clean before leaving him, but that wasn't. What? There's an extra apostrophe there. That wasn't the end of what was soon to be his torment. The two wouldn't stop. He didn't know this. She pushed him down onto the ground. She motioned Peach to over to join them. Daisy thrust her cock into Bowser's mouth when he parted his lips to moan. Peach moved onto his lap. She grinded her pussy against his cock while she was rubbing her partner's cock. Daisy moaned as she thrust her bulge in and out of the captor's mouth. She smirked at hearing and feeling him gag. She knew he wouldn't expect it, but of course she wasn't giving him a choice. She noticed there was one of the plants nearby. She saw it as she was looking for something to keep him tied down. She motioned for it to bind him. The plant did as she asked.
Half of this fucking story is pronouns. God damn it.
She.
I love it.
Its vines snapped out to bind his wrists and ankles. The restraints were drawn tight. He wouldn't be able to escape even if he tried. The vines kept his legs spread wide for the two women.
Val, I just thought back to you doing the she thing. You're maracas. Also, you're the last reader, so please take us home.
I'm already home. I know,
I'm the one who's 900 miles away.
Yeah. All right. Peach continued to grind herself against him. She did this for a while more. A little while more. Shit.
Drink.
She was done teasing and took him inside of her heated folds. He moaned against the length of it in his mouth. He wanted to ride to get free, but the vines prevented him from doing so. Peach began moving out before slamming herself back down against him. She was purred. Okay. She was purred to be a bit rougher with Daisy around. She continued her torment on his cock. She wouldn't stop until he came inside of her. She intensified her pace. He was moaning. The two women were moaning as well. He could feel his cock twitching. He was almost on the verge of another climax. He could taste Daisy's pre-cum. He knew the woman was about to climax as well. Peach realized this. She went harder on him. She stopped, keeping his linen side up to the base as he shuddered. His cock released a thick scream. Scream? Yes, a thick scream.
Ah! The screaming cocks!
Sounds like a 1960s horror movie. Mm. The screaming red cocks.
Screaming red cocks, yeah.
The thick screaming red cock, yes. Beautiful. Where was I? Oh, yeah. A thick stream of cock into her cum. Oh. Cum into her cunt! I can't read! Oh my god!
Keep going.
Alright, Daisy released a moan as she came as well. She forced him to swallow. He knew he would choke if he didn't. He reluctantly swallowed Daisy's cum. She took herself out of him when she finished. Although that wasn't the end, she positioned herself behind him. She aimed her cock. Target acquired. She spread his ass cheeks apart from her. For her. Oh yes, she was looking forward to tearing him apart. The vines repositioned him to the perfect spot for her. While this was happening, Peach moved to have her cum pressed against his lips. He smirked. He had been waiting for a moment when he could play with the princess. He realized he was giving it in to his tormentors. He had no choice. His tongue flicked out. He began licking around in Peach's flower and also tasting himself.
Yeah.
He nibbled on her clit while his tongue gave her folds no mercy. Peach's hands moved to rub her cock to increase her pleasure. She could tell Daisy wanted them to cover him in their juices inside out.
That's an awesome recipe for rotisserie chicken. Just cover them with juices inside and out. just read this like somebody who's leading a cooking show.
Okay. Where was I?
Daisy began rubbing.
Yes, okay. Daisy began rubbing her thick erection against Bowser's entrance. He grunted when she entered. Fuck.
Yes, that is what she is doing to Bowser.
Yes. It was given no preparation. She went dry.
Never go dry.
They all went dry. She didn't give him the leniency of starting off slow. She began hammering into him. He ended up bleeding to death. The end.
Yay!
No, you still got plenty more.
I know.
Oh.
She hit each spot except his prostate. What? She knew that
She's
was the spot he wanted
aim.
Her to pound against. She decided to torture him for a little while. She glanced over to see what Peach was up to.
She was playing a very riveting game of solitaire.
She was pleased at what she saw. Peach moaned as her juices sprayed Bowser's face. She moved off of him when she had enough. She stood in front of him. She was jerking herself off. She knew Daisy would fill him inside and she would cover him on the outside. Daisy
roasted 350 degrees for 6 hours.
Yep. Daisy decided after a while it was time to give attention to Bowser's sweet spot. She repositioned herself. She began pounding against his prostate. He was a moaning mess after that. She was relentless. She could tell he was oozing from his own cock. She smirked and continued until she released inside of him. Her hot, white cum spilled inside. She pulled out when she was done. She moved over to help Peach. They were both jerking themselves off in front of him. They were rubbing, pulling, and squeezing their erection.
Oh, no, the chicken is getting pulled and rubbed and squeezed.
Yes, you pull chicken.
Bacock.
Barbecue. They didn't give themselves any mercy. They wanted to see their mission completed. It took several moments until the release. Their cum splattered against Bowser's body. When they finished, he was covered in their seed.
I think we were successful, Peach said as she tried to regain her breath. Yes, we did. Bowser is now our bitch. I think he's ready for more.
Arthur's note. Alrighty, that's the end. I don't know if I'll try to get another part done before May. Though I think I did a good job with this. Even though this is my first time with Fuda. I hope everyone enjoyed.
I did 100%. This was amazing. Great job.
GGWP.
I am Slade. I am not Daisy. But,
butt sex.
Yes, exactly. Well, this is beginning of season 4. You can tell that we're totally way more mature and better. No, nothing's changed.
What's maturity?
That one.
We might try hard do gooder this season, but that's about it.
Hi there. Thanks for listening to Friday Night Fanfiction. Be sure to check out FridayNightFanfiction.com, where you can sign up to be a guest on the show, submit fanfictions for us to read, and join our Discord server to hang out with us. All backing music used in Friday Night Fanfiction is available via Overclocked Remix at ocremix.org. Be sure to check them out for over 3,000 fan arrangements and 60 fan arrangement albums of free video game music. Ending credits music, Koopa Nova by Diodes. Opening musical credits, Adrian's Sleep by Analog. We hope you enjoyed listening to this, and we'll catch you next episode.